Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is called Establishing God's Kingdom on the Earth, and this is part four from a five-part series. We're covering today two topics, and one is, the first topic is, who will help us, lead us, and guide us? And the second topic is, empowerment by and through the Holy Spirit. Let us now go to Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. From verse 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know how we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The person of the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity and is co-equal with God the Father and with Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit also helps in our weaknesses in our flesh. What we cannot do in our natural bodies, he will help us to do. There are times we will not know how to pray because of the weaknesses of our flesh. This is when the Holy Spirit comes in and helps us and leads us and guides us what to pray. The Holy Spirit, who knows everything and is everywhere at the same time, he will help us pray the exact prayer by bypassing our intellect or mental thinking process and praying in tongues. The Holy Spirit will actually pray through us if we allow him to work, and we work with him as co-laborers. Allow heaven to send the prayer that you need to be prayed into the Holy Spirit, then pray it back to the Father through speaking in tongues. This is a complete cycle that God has designed for the human being on the earth. Let me explain this a bit further here. The Holy Spirit comes to live in you. When God sees you in a situation and you need prayer, God will speak to the Holy Spirit the exact prayer that needs to be prayed for your situation. You may not know what that prayer is, but when you go into speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit will pray through you, using your vocal cords and your tongue. The Holy Spirit will pray through you back to the Father in speaking in tongue words, you might say, the exact prayer the Father needs to hear. This is done as the Spirit of God receives from heaven what needs to be prayed. He then speaks to your spirit man, and the voice of your spirit man is your conscience. So the Holy Spirit will speak the prayer into your spirit, what needs to be prayed, and then that will go into the voice of your conscience. When we pray in tongues, the praying in tongues situation is called praying in tongues for a reason. You're praying in a spiritual language that belongs to your spiritual man. God knows what it is, but it also bypasses the mental capacity or the mental thinking process, and also Satan does not know what you're praying. So the cycle is from heaven, from the Father, into the Holy Spirit, what needs to be prayed. The Holy Spirit prays through your spirit, your vocal cords, and your tongue. He prays those special words back to the Father, and then the Father can take those and act upon them and give you the prayer that you need answered. There are many times we do not know how to pray and our mental capacity will fail. So we go into speaking in tongues, and this makes it far better and far more easier for us to pray the right prayer. Who will help us, lead us, and guide us? It's the Spirit of God living in you, or the Holy Spirit. Let us now go to the next topic. It's called the empowerment by and through the Holy Spirit. We go now to Acts chapter 1, verses 4 to 8, but I want you to particularly take notice of verse 8. Reading from verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me to in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and into the ends of the earth. Let us now go to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. To be filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized by the Holy Spirit, a person must be born again by inviting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior into their life through a prayer of salvation and forgiveness of sins. Only then can a born-again believer be filled by the power of God, which is the Holy Spirit, or through the Holy Spirit. Only these people that are born again can operate in authority and power on the earth as Jesus did. And only these believers can establish God's kingdom on the earth, being sons and daughters of God, walking in spiritual maturity and spiritual authority. The empowerment is by and through the Holy Spirit. But as I said before, you must be born again. And we see quite clearly in Acts chapter 1 where Jesus said they will receive power. And we see in Acts chapter 2 where the Holy Spirit came upon them and they received the power of God and they spoke in tongues. Again, I hope you've enjoyed today's message. Thank you for being with me. And until next time, God bless.